to stay ahead, MedTech companies should set measurable goals, track ESG performance, and collaborate with stakeholders. By doing this, they will not only meet but exceed expectations, strengthening their role in a sustainable healthcare system.
It's also a lot of cost involved. So to get this premium on price and also volumes and market shares, you need to be early, because that's also very clear. If you're just following, the followers will be left with the cost and will not be left with the market share gains and the premiums.
This is Business Insights, a podcast brought to you by global strategy consultancy Roland Berger.
Hello, welcome to the Roland Berger Business Podcast. In health, my name is Thilo Kaltenbach. I'm a senior partner with Roland Berger in the Munich office, part of the global health team. And I welcome today Marina Gilic from our London office. Marina is a project manager in our London office, and she has a strong background and expertise in medical technology. Welcome.
Thank you, Thilo.
Marina, today we want to talk about ESG requirements in medical technology. We know environmental sustainability and governance requirements, you know, were really, really strongly pushed towards the medtech industry very recently. So can you tell us a bit, you know, from your perspective and your project experience, so where is this trend going and how does it impact the medical technology industry?
To start, ESG is not entirely new to the medtech industry, but its importance has been growing as the sector evolves. Medtech has always been about innovation, from MRI scanners to robotic surgery. However, historically, the industry has been somewhat insulated from ESG pressures. The focus has always been on saving lives and meeting strict safety and compliance standards. MedTech often deals with hazardous substances and sensitive products, so adhering to regulations that prioritize patient safety has taken precedence over environmental concerns. This makes the shift to more sustainable practices challenging, as any changes must still meet those rigorous standards. But now, with expanding ESG regulations, MedTech companies are realizing that ESG isn't just about compliance anymore. It's becoming a strategic tool for differentiation and generating value. Healthcare providers, patients, and investors are all raising their expectations. They want companies that not only innovate in medical technology, but also lead the way in sustainability and responsible governance.
If we go back to the regulatory part of it, and you said rightly, it's just a part of it, but it's the basis, right? How do we have to imagine, must a company act? Do they have to look at a specific European guideline, for example, US guideline, and follow the regulatory requirements like they do in registration of the products? Or is it somewhat different in ESG?
Well, in the medtech industry, ESG priorities cover a wide range of areas, environmental, social, and governance, that are shaped by the unique demands of healthcare. If we start, for instance, with the environmental side, MedTech is increasingly focused on using sustainable materials and improving manufacturing processes. This means reducing emissions, managing water usage, controlling waste, and incorporating renewable energy into production. All of these efforts help minimize the industry's environmental footprint while still maintaining the high quality and safety of medical products. Now, if we talk about social aspect, well, MedTech ensures access to life-saving technologies for those who need them the most. There is a strong focus on public health innovation, as well as responsible animal testing safety. MedTech companies also prioritize employee development, diversity, and community engagement, creating a more inclusive and ethical workplace culture. When we talk about governance, patient safety is at the heart of everything. It's what drives ethical decision-making across the board. Good governance in MedTech also involves strong business ethics, clear compensation structures, and managing risks when dealing with third parties. This ensures that companies not only follow regulations, but also operate transparently and ethically at all levels. So that's an overview of how ESG factors are tailored to MedTech. Some of these have become essential, while others are gaining more attention as the sector evolves. Overall, environmental issues tend to be a big focus, but it can vary depending on the market. In the US, for instance, healthcare providers are leaning more towards social goals with a focus on patient access and equity. Meanwhile, in countries like Sweden, there is more emphasis on environmental goals, things like sustainable sourcing and reducing emissions. It just goes to show ESG priorities in MedTech may differ between countries, but there is a shared ambition to step up efforts across the board.
You said something very important. It's like it's somewhat next to patient safety these days. This is surprising, right? Because what we've learned is when, you know, in our projects and talking to the healthcare participants, discussing with board members of MedTech industry, it was always about clinical evidence. It was always about patient first, patient impact, patient compliance, patient benefit. In terms of the differences, is it the same in every country? Like, for example, in the EU, is it the same in the UK or in France or in Germany? Is it the same in Asia? You know, what are the country-specific differences in the US? Can you elaborate a bit more in terms of, you know, how the different countries deal with it and what priorities they set?
Sure, Thilo. So ESG in MedTech looks different depending on the region, largely due to varying regulations and compliance standards. Europe is certainly leading the way, driven by strict rules like REACH and Restriction of Hazardous Substances Directive that push for sustainability. Countries in the Nordic region are setting the bar very high, giving ESG criteria significant weight, up to 30% in procurement decisions, which encourages sustainable manufacturing. In the US, on the other hand, the focus leans more towards social factors, like improving access to care, guided by the FDA's quality system regulations. In the Asia-Pacific region, it's a bit of a mix. Japan, South Korea, and China are making rapid progress with emission goals, while countries, for instance, like India and Vietnam, are just beginning to adopt to these ESG practices.
Yes, absolutely. And then what we've seen in our projects as well was, like, for example, in the US, you would not expect any impact of any kind of ESG requirements, or not so much. I mean, you mentioned the social aspect for sure. But, you know, what we discovered is that even for the environmental part, you know, there are companies, US domestic companies, who are very strongly following a very strict policy regarding the materials that they use and the methods that they use in terms of environmental impact. And what we've learned is that, you know, if you go towards the level of the manufacturing sites and the requirements those companies need to fulfill in order to get the necessary approvals, on that very much community and local level, there are some standards implemented that the companies then follow and then actually also use in tenders to shape tenders and to also get a competitive advantage. So my question would be, like, one thing is regulatory requirements, and you're free to also maybe add a bit towards the regional differences, but, like, what would be probably most exciting to understand a bit better in terms of how companies should respond to it in terms of the strategy?
Sure. So in the EU, ESG regulations are expanding, as you already mentioned, especially with the focus on environmental compliance. Healthcare contributes about 5% of global carbon emissions, and MedTech is a key part of that. So the EU has introduced regulations like the Packaging and Waste Directive, or REACH, to reduce plastic use, improve recyclability, and limit hazardous chemicals. So the MedTech companies are expected to meet all of these regulations in the following years. On the social side, for instance, directives like health and safety at work and pay transparency aim to ensure workplace safety and wage fairness. For governance, various ISO framework and the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive push companies to manage environmental responsibilities and be transparent about their ESG efforts. These regulations altogether are driving Meta towards more sustainable practices across the board, and they are all expected to respond to these regulations.
And that's the critical thing, right? Would they respond to it country by country, customer by customer to fulfill the requirements? Or do we as Roland Berger, do we also, you know, recommend different strategies going forward?
Sure. Well, so we are definitely seeing Meta companies take proactive steps in setting benchmarks, like, for instance, committing to net zero operations by 2030, with validated decarbonization targets. That's a major move in reducing their carbon footprint, for instance. Some companies are also innovating by refurbishing used medical devices to meet the same standards as new equipment, cutting down on both waste and emissions. One key global player, for instance, is leading the way with sustainable packaging in 2023, focusing on recyclable materials and circular design principles to reduce environmental footprint. If you look at the social front, one Meta company is making a huge impact by aiming to improve healthcare access for underserved populations, with a target of reaching 2.5 billion people by 2030, especially in low-income communities. This really highlights their dedication to equitable healthcare. In terms of governance, we've seen MedTech firms embedding ESG into their value chains to ensure ethical practices, transparency, and long-term sustainability at every stage from suppliers to distribution, ensuring that their commitment to ESG extends throughout their entire operations.
Yeah, and these initiatives are well communicated, and I think they make a difference also in the public opinion and as well as in the customers' minds. And however, is that everything? Is that like, you know, I have to fulfill the requirements and then I communicate like a number of projects, which is super important. Does it go also a bit more into the details of product development, and what strategy could the companies have? Because at the end, it's a large investment. So at the end, is it just cost or is there a benefit?
Well, implementing ESG in MedTech comes with challenges, as you rightly mentioned, like cost and regulatory complexity, but it also brings big opportunities. Reducing emissions and offering recyclable products not only meet demands, but can also create new revenue streams and boost reputation. A great example is one leading wound care company in Europe, which launched surgical drapes made from bio-based materials, cutting their environmental footprint and standing out in a sustainability-focused market. As healthcare providers like the UK's NHS adopt carbon standards, MedTech firms must align or face penalties. Germany, for example, fines up to 2% of revenue for non-compliance. Embedding ESG into operations offers a competitive edge in procurement, access to green financing, and better talent attraction. Those leading in ESG aren't just avoiding fines, they're truly becoming market leaders.
And, you know, building on what you said also, like about the UK and what we just touched upon earlier, is like, is ESG becoming the second priority after clinical efficacy and patient benefit? Or is it maybe put, and I've seen and heard regulators putting it next to clinical evidence. And then actually, this is something which I thought was very surprising to see, that at the end, this is a major transformation of how companies need to design their products. They need to, first of all, have the patient benefit, and they have to prove it with the clinical studies, but they also have to ensure that the ESG requirements are either met or even put to a different level, because the regulators will look at the benefit to the patients, but what is the damage or potential also benefit of the rest of the world and the rest of the people, younger generations. You know, some of these regulators make these comments, and I think that needs to be taken very seriously. So, you know, from our perspective, we understand this is the beginning of a journey only, right? And the question is like, how do you see the future of ESG in medtech?
That's a great question, right? Because ESG responsibility is becoming increasingly important. And in some very well developed countries, such as Sweden or any other Nordic countries, ESG is becoming nearly equally important as the clinical evidence. Mm-hmm. And personally, I do believe that, the ESG responsibility will continue increasing on its importance. And, in all other markets across the globe, we'll reach the stage of the clinical evidence importance.
That's a major shift. And what we see is really in the market, companies reconsidering their approaches, redesigning their products. There's a couple of products that have been, or materials have been banned in the past, like the phthalates, for example. And there's a huge discussion around the PFAS substances that are widely used to protect the medical devices. There's a huge discussion around packaging. And in some of the countries like France, they really also have a strong emphasis on the packages. From your perspective, that requires approval of regulatory, but it also needs to find the client acceptance, right? What are your thoughts on this?
Sure. So as sustainability regulations evolve, medtech companies must adopt circular practices, recycling, waste reduction, and products with longer lifespans. Climate-friendly innovations will be essential. As healthcare providers like the NHS set decarbonization goals, medtech firms need to align by reducing emissions and integrating renewable energy. If we talk about social responsibility, we do see and expect it to continue to grow as well, focusing on equitable healthcare access and inclusive practices. Governance will emphasize transparency and ethical sourcing within medtech, driven by investor demands and regulations like Germany's Supply Chain Act. So really, to stay ahead, medtech companies should set measurable goals, track ESG performance, and collaborate with stakeholders. By doing this, they will not only meet but exceed expectations, strengthening their role in a sustainable healthcare system.
And actually, this is a C-level topic. So CEOs really need to care about it. And then I've seen, some take it very seriously because it impacts all different strategic parts of the medtech companies, starting with the R&D and researching new materials to replace the ones which are considered to be not so environmental friendly. Manufacturing, to ensure you have the right energy, renewable energies that you use, and you're reporting out, and sticking to your commitments towards net zero, and even some talk about net positive operations. And it's about clinical acceptance, very closely with the HCPs, with the healthcare practitioners, to make sure that those new solutions will find the acceptance of the hospital staff. I mean, including the physicians, but also the nurses who need to handle the products, also the companies or parts of the hospitals that deal with the logistics and supply chain and packaging, to make sure that there's a competitive advantage and not a competitive disadvantage at the end. So summarizing it from our perspective, this is a huge opportunity. And why is it an opportunity? It's an opportunity now to be proactive and become an ESG leader. And the benefit is quite clear. Once you're raising the standards now, you can still gain a premium. We even have talked to some of the providers who would be at least actually considering, some limited price premium, which is very rare that to get even in conversations this kind of a commitment. But on the other hand, it's also a lot of cost involved. So to get this premium on price and also volumes and market shares, you need to be early, because that's also very clear. If you're just following, the followers will be left with the cost and will not be left with the market share gains and the premiums. So thank you very much, Marina. It was great to have you here in Munich from London. And, you know, it's exciting together with you to tackle the next steps in that exciting ESG journey with our MedTech clients. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Thilo. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Have a safe trip home.
Thank you for listening to Business Insights by Roland Berger. Roland Berger is a leading global strategy consultancy. Our full-line service portfolio spans across all key industries and business functions. Established in 1967 in Munich, we are renowned for driving transformation, innovation, and business performance around the world. For more information, visit our website at rolandberger.com.